Are we good to go? Yep. Okay. Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for coming here to the Singleton Council Chambers. This morning I'd like to announce and welcome the New South Wales Government reward of $100,000 for information relating to the death of a toddler here in Singleton 10 years ago. Jordan William Thompson was 21 months old when his mum, Bernice, who's with me today, went to run some errands, leaving Jordan in the care of her then partner on the 19th of March 2005. When Bernice returned home, Jordan was found in a room and was unresponsive. She rushed him across the road to the Singleton Base Hospital, but sadly Jordan could not be revived. Police at the time were told that Jordan had been found face down in a bathtub within the home. However, a post-mortem examination later revealed a lethal dose of prescription medication in his system. That medication was used to treat depression. A coronial inquest was commenced in 2008 and is due to recommence again in early December this year. No person has ever been convicted over Jordan's death, but we've continued to treat the matter as suspicious, and we're hoping that with the announcement of today's reward, somebody will come forward with the information that we need to put somebody before the courts in relation to Jordan's death. Again, the reward is in the amount of $100,000 for any information relating to Jordan's death. Anyone who can help us is urged to contact Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000. And of course, anyone with information can remain anonymous should they wish to do so. Bernice will now read a statement, and then we'll take some questions, if that's okay.
Leading up to Jordan's death, my son was very warm, caring, beautiful, quiet child. He loved playing with his cars, with his sister. He loved being around his family and his friends. He was also he's so very special to me and my family, and I would just like to ask anyone that has any information at all could help assist, please. Please do so for my son's sake. Obviously, he was an innocent, beautiful little child, and his life was taken from him, and anyone that can help to find out any information, if they have anything at all, to please notify police. He was just so innocent, beautiful, and he deserved to have his life. He's missed out on his whole life, and there's not a day that goes by where I don't think about him, so I wish he was here, and everybody in our family wishes that he was here, enjoying his life. I wonder what he would look like now and what he'd sound like, or, what he'd be doing, his friends, playing, just enjoying life, and he doesn't have that, so just like anyone at all that can help, at least to get closure on my son's death, that would be great.
Thank you, Bernice. Can you believe that 10 years on you're making this appeal today? 10 years?
No, not really. I can't believe it's been that long. shouldn't have taken that long. Considering there was an inquest in 2008, I believe that something should have maybe proceeded then. But again, I'm happy that it's has picked up again, because obviously I thought that, you know, nothing was going to happen and come from it. So I'm quite relieved to know that the police and the investigators, detectives, everyone involved is pushing, you know, for something to happen. So
what do you hope the reward will do?
I'm hopeful that the reward will prompt anybody that knows anything, even if it's somebody that's close to the person or persons involved, that, you know, they might sort of think, well, is it worth holding my tongue, you know, for that? That might prompt them to come forward, yeah.
How hard is it knowing that there are people out there who haven't been willing to help? What do you want to say?
I'd just like to say to them, what would they do if it was their child? I think they'd react or act very different. They'd want to know the truth, and they'd want the people or person that has committed the injustice to be punished.
I know it's a difficult question to ask, but 10 years ago, can you take us back to that day and tell us, I guess, how much was taken away from you?
Well, my children were the only thing that I had, because I had them quite young, you know, that was an example of, you know, what I could do. I could look after these children. They were my whole world, and I looked after them really well, and I was quite proud of them. That was my accomplishment as a mother, and, you know, just took away a part of me. Obviously, children are very important, very special. Also, my oldest child, she lost a brother when she was only quite young herself, so it's taken a lot.
Thank you, Bernice. Any other questions at all?
Back in 2009, a man was charged with manslaughter. The case was dismissed by the DPP. At the time, it was reported that local police were very disappointed with that outcome. Was it simply that there wasn't enough evidence at the time? Can you...
Look, it is very difficult for me to talk about individual cases, individuals within this investigation, but needless to say, that's the reason why we're asking for information now from the public and the reason for the reward. We obviously didn't have enough evidence to prosecute a person then. We've always believed that we knew what occurred that day. However, we need somebody to come forward with information that will allow us to prosecute the person or persons responsible.
Superintendent, there is only one suspect in this, isn't there, and has only ever been?
Well, again, Rob, I can't talk about individuals, but needless to say that we just need that little piece of information that will allow us to put the person or persons before the court.
Clearly, obviously, on top of the suspect, you believe there are other people out there who know about what happened on that day. What's your appeal to
them? Invariably, you know, matters like this, somebody knows something. People talk to people. I have no doubt that over the years there has been information. People have spoken to others about what occurred that day. What we're appealing for is those persons who have information to put aside misplaced loyalties, come forward with that bit of information that will allow us to put somebody before the court for this matter. As you can see, you know, 10 years down the track, the pain is no less. Jordan has been robbed of the opportunity of growing up with his mother, his father, and family members. And it is absolutely vital that somebody comes forward with that piece of information that we need to provide Bernice and her family with the answers that she deserves.
Frustrating as it been for police, 10 years is a long time, particularly local police up here. It must be very difficult.
Well, this particular case has had an impact not only on the police here, but the whole community here as well. So, yes, it's been difficult in a long 10 years. But as you well know, we don't give up on these matters, and we'll continue to push and we'll continue to ask for information to ensure, you know, the information that we need to put somebody before the court.
Superintendent, it's fair to say that this has been an extremely frustrating investigation in terms of getting it before a court, isn't it?
Yeah, that's quite clear. We have an inquest that commenced in 2008. It will reopen again in early December. you know, and hopefully that's the next step in the process. But again, we don't give up on these matters and we want that information.
Well, you're hoping that inquest won't have to reopen, that this reward, you know, I guess will, you know, comes before that and you may be able to solve it before December comes around.
That would be fantastic. You know, to provide Bernice and her family with the answers that she deserves would be a wonderful thing. And to see somebody, you know, receive justice for what has occurred, that would be great. So, yeah, we hope that somebody would come forward and give us those answers that we need.
Thanks,
guys.
Thank you
very much.
Good on you, man.
Cheers. Thank you.